Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Eruvin, Daf Chof Hey. And we begin two lines from the very top of Chof Hey Omid Aleph, continuing our discussion about a karpaf. A karpaf, again, is this area that has a status of usage for normally storage purposes, but if it's enclosed for the purposes of dira, so then you're allowed to enclose an area even larger than a base society. But if it's not for dira purposes, not for living purposes, so then it can be enclosed only and carried in only if it's up to a base osayim. But if it's more than a base osayim, it's no good. So we continue. Two lines on the top, Chof Hey Omid Aleph. Karpaf yoser mi base osayim shelohu kafludira. So you have this area which is larger than a base osayim, again 5,000 square amos, and therefore if it's not enclosed for the purposes of dira, you cannot carry within it. It is considered halachically an area that you're only allowed to carry dalet amos, up to dalet amos, and you can't carry within the entire thing. So the person wishes to go and be memayited, ubo limato. He wants to reduce it in size, so now it can be enclosed to either base asayim or less than a base asayim, and he'll be able to carry within this area, because it's an enclosed area, and even if it's not l'shem dira, if it's smaller than a base asayim or less, you're allowed to carry it. So how do you do this? So miato be'ilonos. If you reduce the size by planting trees there, so low heavy miyat, that is not considered an appropriate miyat, because the trees, as we spoke about yesterday, are still going to be able to be used. That area is utilized, and therefore it's still larger than a base osayim. The usable area is larger than a base osayim, and therefore it will not help you, and this is not hukaf ledira. However, there are other ways that you could reduce the space. So if you build something there, bonobo omud, if you build a sort of a post that is gavoa asara, that is more than 10 tefachim tall, so that would be a mechitza from the surrounding rest of the karpaf, the rach of dalet, and it's going to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide, so therefore it is going to be a separate entity in and of itself, and that is going to make the total area that was previously the karpaf, a base sosayim, to now being less than a base osayim, and you can see diagrams of this in the Pirush Chai in page 66, diagram 102, or in the Illustrated Gemara on page 49, diagram 147. You again have barely a little bit more than a base osayim, and now by having this post there, which is at least 10 tefachim tall and 4 by 4 tefachim wide, so you now have reduced the area of the base osayim, karpa, to being a base osayim or less, because you've taken away some of the space because of this post, heavy miyut. That is a perfectly good miyut. So a significant post, everyone agrees, will work to reduce the size of the karpa to, again, you have to make sure that it physically reduces the size to now a base osayim or less. And if it does, it's perfectly good heavy miyut. However, pachos mi gimel, low heavy miyut. If this post that you put there has a less than 3 by 3 tefachim area to it, so even though it's 10 tefachim tall, it is considered insignificant. It's still considered subordinate to the rest of the karpa, and therefore it will not be considered miyut. Pachos migimo, low heavy miyut. So the area above 4 by 4 tefachim is considered a miyut. The area less than 3 by 3 tefachim is not considered a miyut. And now the Gemara asks the obvious question, migimel v'adalet. If you have this post, again, it's at least 10 tefachim tall, and it's between 3 and 4 tefachim by 3 and 4 tefachim wide. So here we have a machlokis. Rabba Omar habi miyut. Rabba says this is, in fact, is a good miyut. We'll see in a moment why. The Rava disagrees. Rava mar lo hevi miyut. It's not a good miyut. What's the rationale between these two shittos? So Rava mar hevi miyut. Rava says if it's between 3 and 4 tefachim, by 3 and 4 tefachim, and it's at least 10 tefachim tall, it's an appropriate way to reduce the size of the karpav, and now if it's less in total area than a base asayim or less, it is a good miyut, and now you can carry in this enclosed area, this karpav, even though it's not hukaf l'shem dira, d'ha nafik lemi torah slavut, because if it is going to be between 3 and 4 tefachim, it's considered significant because it's above the area of lavud. Lavud, as we said, according to the Chacham, is 3 tefachim. And therefore, it is considered significant. It's not less than 3 tefachim, which would mean that it's within the space of lavud to be considered insignificant. So therefore, Rabba says it's a good miyut. It is something significant. And Rabba Mar, lo havi miyut. Rabba disagrees. Rabba says it's not considered miyut. Why? Kiven the lohevi mokum dalit, since it's not dalit by dalit tefachim, it doesn't have significant status. The fact that it's a little bit more than Lavan is irrelevant, according to Rava. Rava says it's still not considered choshev, it's not considered a separate entity, unless it's dalad by dalad tvachim. Dalad by dalad tvachim, that makes something to be significant. But if something is less than dalad by dalad tvachim, it's subordinate to the rest of the karpath, and therefore it's not considered a miyat. Now this machlokes between Rava and Rava is going to be played out in a number of other areas as well. So the Gemara continues and says, what about the following scenario? Hirchik minakosel dalad v'yosu b'chitza. Again, you're trying to go and make this area, which was previously hukaf lo l'shem dira, and now make it hukaf l'shem dira. So, as we discussed in yesterday's share, you just can't proclaim magically, it's now hukaf l'shem dira. And even if you open up a door from a house into this area, if the enclosure was there first, so that's no good. You have to have pasach, and then hukaf. Then it's l'shem dira, it's fine. But if it was first hukaf, and then you were pasach, so then it's not called hukaf l'shem dira. So here, you have this house that you now open up a doorway into this enclosed karpath, but the karpath was there first. So therefore, it was enclosed first as the karpath, and therefore, it would not be good. It's not called hukaf l'shem dira. So you want to redo the hekif. But again, you don't want to knock down all the fences and then put them back up. So here's something that you can do. If you go and make a wall that is more than dalad tvachim from the previous wall. And you can see diagrams of this in the Pirush Chai, diagram number 103, or you can see this in the art scroll on diagram number 10 in the footnotes, or you can see this in the illustrated Gemara in diagram number 148. Diagrams in today's share are very important to help you visualize what's going on. So in this situation, since you move the mechitza at least 4 tefachim away from the old mechitza, so now that is establishing a new mechitza. The old mechitza is no longer enclosing this karpath. The new mechitza is now there. And therefore, this is good according to everybody, because the dalad tefachim is substantive, and therefore you have moved it away from the old mechitza. You have now enclosed this karpath. Granted, it's smaller than it was by this dalad tefachim mechitza, but that's irrelevant. You now have an enclosed area that is mukaf l'shem dira, and you can carry within the entire area. That is perfectly good. It works. However, if the wall was moved away less than 3 tefachim from the old wall, pachos migimel, lohol, that doesn't work at all. That's considered, according to everybody, insignificant because of the principle of lavud, so it's considered like it's the old wall, and therefore it's not hukaf l'shem dira. It was already hukaf, not l'shem dira. So again, the same question will be, what about between 3 and 4 tefachim? If you create the wall between 3 and tefachim away from the old wall, the new wall is within 3 to 4 tefachim of the old wall. Migimu v'adalet, so there we have the same machlokes that we just had with Rabba and Rova in the first case with the pillar. So here too, Rabba mar hovil, Rabba says this works, and Rova mar enomol. Rova says it doesn't work. Again, why? So Rabba mar hovil, the reason Rabba says is it works in this situation, d'ho nofik lemi toras lovet, because it's not considered within lavud distance of the old wall. It therefore is considered a separate entity from the old wall, and it will be, in fact, a good new mechitza, and it will function to be now calling it mukaf l'shem dira. On the other hand, Rava says, no. Rava amar einomol. Rava says, no, it's not going to work. Why? It's not considered a significant entity. 4 tefachim is considered a significant entity. Kim lo havi makom dalet, since the wall that you now put up is still within 4 tefachim of the old wall, it's still considered subordinate. Even though it's not lavud, it's still considered subordinate to the old wall, and therefore it's not considered choshev. Kim lo havi makom dalet lo choshev, and therefore lo moel, it's not going to work. Now, this is the way, the first version that we have, understanding this machlok between Rabba and Rava. Rav Shimi masnin l'kula. Rav Shimi says, no, you have the understanding wrong. And you look in Rashi, he says, this machlok is between Rabba and Rava, l'hach pluksa de la'el, for omar de bishlosha de nofach le mitoras lavud, kulu modu de omud heve miyit. In the situation before, with the post, and the same thing over here, with the mechitza or mechitza, both of the two cases that we had, he says everybody agrees that between 3 and 4 tefachim it is perfectly good because it's beyond lavud. And in fact, both opinions would say the bekulu modu, the omud heavy miyut, or mechitza heavy mechitza. Then in both cases of 3 to 4 by 3 by 4 tefachim, in the case of the post, the first case, and the second case with the, making the new wall, both opinions, Rabba and Rabba, would say it works. And it would now be a area either less than the the more than base asayim would be a base asayim or less in the first case, or here it would be now hukof ledira. And where's the machlokes? They're only having a machlokes of a pachus mishlosha pligi. They're only having a machlokes of less than three. In this situation, Rabbah holds that even though it is less than three, it is a new entity. And therefore, you take into account how big the post is, and it diminishes it. And you take into account that it's a new wall, and it works to be hukof ledira. That's Rabbah's opinion. You look at the facts. It's something there that diminishes the size, or it's something there that's a new wall. Whereas Rabbah says, no, if it's within three, then the principle of love makes it considered subordinate and not significant. So Rav Simi is master lekula. He learns everything in a much more lenient fashion. Gemara continues with similar ideas. If you want to go and make the area of the karpaf smaller, so it's no longer a more than base asayim, but it's either a base asayim or less. So he says other suggestions would be toch bo tit, go and apply a layer of tit, a layer of mud, to the wall, and diminish the size physically if you extend this barrier, so it's now going to be, in total, a base asayim or less, so you've also reduced the size, and you no longer need to have it mukaf l'shem dira. So if it's yocho lamo bifnei atzmo, if this layer of mud that you're putting there is substantive and thick, so then everybody agrees heavy miyat. There is no machlokis. Ain yocho lamo bifnei atzmo, but if it can't stand on its own, in other words, it's a very thin layer of mud, and it's attached to the wall, that's why it's there. But if you took away the wall, the whole thing would collapse. So then, again, we're back to our machlokis of Rabbah and Rava. Rabbah mar heavy miyut, and Rava mar lo heavy miyut. Again, their positions are Rabbah is more lenient, and Rava is more machmir. Why is that? Rabbah amar heavy miyut. Rabbah says it physically diminishes the size of the karpa. Hashta miyot koi. It is standing up right now, and you went from having an area that was a little bit more than a base asayim to an area that's now either a base asayim or less than a base asayim, so therefore you've reduced the size of the karpath, and as long as it's enclosed, you're allowed to carry within it if it's less than a base asayim, even if it wasn't mukaf l'shem dira. And Rava Amar lo heavy miyut. Rava says it's not considered substantive. Kiva, the lo yochol lemei kam bifnei atzmo, since it can't stand on its own, so it's nothing. If you put up a couple of pieces of paper there and say, well, we've decreased the size of the karpath to now a base asayim or less, that wouldn't work also. Lo klum. And therefore, this thin layer of tit that you put up there is irrelevant. Nadigmor says, let's go back and talk about if you wanted to make the area hukaf l'shem dira when it wasn't originally hukaf l'shem dira. So, hirchik min hatel dalid v'yosu mechitza. Now, this scenario you can see in diagram number 17 in the Art Scroll footnotes, or you can see this in the Pirush Chai, diagram 106, and we'll continue going along there in further diagrams. And if you look in the Illustrated Gemara, it's diagram number 149, and we'll continue going along there in additional diagrams as well to see each new facet of this case. So you have one side of this karpaf that is a mound. A mound, again, we said, is an area, is a tel hamislaket asara besoch dalet. You have a mound that has an incline that's sufficiently steep that in a span of four amos in the horizontal direction, it goes up 10 tfachim in the vertical direction, and that's considered a valid mechitza. So one side of this karpaf is enclosed, its wall on one side is this tel hamislaket. Now, if you move away from the tel hamislaket, dalet tvachim, four tvachim away, and you make a new mechitz over there, a new fence, so that's whole. That's perfectly good. This is exactly the same scenario as if you had a previous fence there. The tel hamislaket is essentially like a previous fence, although we'll see there are some differences. But in the situation where you move it dalet tvachim, and make a new fence that is dalet tvachim from this tel hamislaket, so then everybody agrees, whole. It's perfectly good, because you've now made a new fence, you've enclosed it l'shem dira, perfectly good. And everybody agrees, pachos migimol, oh, al svas hatel, if it's less than three tvachim away from the tail, or it's directly on top of the tail. And you can see this in the diagrams, in the Illustrated Gemara, diagram number 150, or you can see this in diagram 107 in the Pirush Chai. So this is a machlokes. Rav Chista, Rav Hamnuna, they have a machlokes over here in this situation. Is this considered a new type of a wall that makes it mukaf ledira? Or no, this is just a continuation of the old tel hamislaket and is not considered significant. One of them, we don't know which one, we'll prove in a moment that it's Rav Chista is the more makel opinion. But for right now, we say one of them, Chad Amar Ho, it does work. it is considered a brand new mechitza, a brand new wall, and therefore it works. And the other opinion, Chadamar Loho, will hold that it's considered nothing. It's considered an addition to the old fence, and therefore it doesn't work. Now, to stay and let us make a proof that Rav Chisda Omar Hol, the Rav Chisda is the opinion that says it does work. Why is that? Because we have learned elsewhere, the Idmar. Osa mechitza al gabi mechitza. If a person makes a mechitza on top of a mechitza, you have a mechitza, let's say that's 10 tvachim, and you go and add to it, and you make another mechitza that is 10 tvachim on top of it. So you extend up the wall. You put in another series of planks, and now the wall is 20 tvachim instead of being 10 tvachim. So Amar Ruchista said, in regards to Hilchus Shabbos, Bishabbos Hoel, in regards to Hilchus Shabbos, this is called Mukaf Ladira. This second 10 Tvachim that you added on to the first 10 Tvachim, in fact, is considered enough of a new wall that now it's considered Mukaf Ladira. Oh, exactly our question. And here we have Betheirish. The Ruchista said that it works in regards to Hilchus Shabbos. And by the way, in regards to Hilchos Ger, Benichse HaGer, Lo Kona, but in regards to making a kinyan in the land of a Ger that passed away and has no Yarshim, it doesn't work to make a kinyan. Now, this is just an aside. This din is when a person converts, so he's considered Ger Kikotin Shinola Adami. He's considered a brand new person. And all of the relatives that he has biologically are no longer considered his relatives. And therefore, he is a unique situation that he has no Yarshim at this point in time. Every Jew has Yarshim, because even if he doesn't have children, so you go to the brothers. If he doesn't have brothers, then you go up to the uncle level. If he doesn't have uncles, you go up to the great-uncle level, and great-great-uncle level. You go all the way back to the Shvatim. So every Yid is going to have Yarshim. It means 20th cousin, 20 times removed. So that's always going to occur with a Yid that's born as a Yid, go all the way back to his ancestors, and then go down their lines, and therefore he'll always have Yarshim. But by a Ger, Shemizgayer, he has no going up, so he's only going down. So if he doesn't have children, so he has nobody to Yarshim him. So when a Ger, that's Mizgayer, dies without Yarshim, then his property is Hefker. So you can acquire that property by making a kinyan in it. So if all you did was add on to an existing fence that this Ger Shenizgayer had in his property, and you, unless he had a 10 tefach fence around this field, and you added on another 10 tefach fence on top of that, so benichse ager lo kona, this will not work, according to even Rav Chisda. While it works for Hilchus Shabbos and the Karpav to make it mukaf ladira, it doesn't make a kinyan in regards to being kona, the property of the Ger Shenizgayer. Rav Sheshes Amar, a more machmir position. Rav Sheshes, we'll see, holds like Rav Amnuna, right? The Bar Plukta of Rav Chisda. Here we know Rav Chisda said that the Mechitza, Agabi Mechitza, works. So the other opinion, which I said before, we didn't know who, which is Rav Amnuna, is identical to this opinion of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes Amar, Af Bishabbos Namin Lol, not only does it not work by a Ger, everybody agrees it doesn't work by a Ger to be Kona the property of the Ger, but even by Hilchus Shabbos, Rav Sheshes says, and this is the opinion of Rav Nuna as well, Af Bishabbos Namin Lol, it doesn't work even by Hilchus Shabbos also, because it's not considered a new Mechitza, and therefore it's not considered that you're now making it Mukov Ladira. Oh, Moore says, Tistayim, this is a good raya that this is Rav Chisda's opinion. He says it Beferish. So we have Rav Chisda against both Rav Hamnuna and Rav Sheshes in this regard, that you added a fence on top of the tail hamislake, does it in fact make it a good fence for being now called Mukaf Hashem Dira? Rav Chisda says yes, and Rav Nuna and Rav Sheshes say no. Of Rav Chisda says, Umodili Rav Sheshes, my Bar Plukta Rav Sheshes, who says that it doesn't work in regards to Hilchus Shabbos, agrees with me, Shem Asa Mechitza Al Hatel, that if you made the Mechitza totally on top of the mound, you now enclose the mound around it with the Mechitza. So instead of the tail Hamislaki being the Mechitza, you've now made a fence around it, and you now have a usable area on the top. And you can see this in the diagram 108 in the Pirush Chai, and very clearly and beautifully in diagram 151 in the illustrated Gemara. So what you now have done is created a usable mechitza, not a halachic construct, but you've made a usable mechitza. So in this situation, Rav Chisda says, even Rav Sheshes, and Mestama Rav Hamnuna, would be admitting to me, Shemosa mechitza ala tel shahol, that it does work. Why, my taima? Because you've made it usable. Hol, uba. Because now this is a private residential area all the way up on the top. So since it works to enclose your house, you can see this is a diagram in 151 in the illustrated Gemara, since it works now to make a nice little enclosure around your house that you can now carry from your house into this enclosure. If it would be, let's say you had multiple houses there, multiple people, and you could make that into an Erev Chatzeris area, so now it works to enclose it for that. Therefore, those fences also work to make it a new fence in regards to making it mukaf l'shem dira. So Rav Chisa says, Rav Sheshes and Rav Nuna would be molded to me in this situation. By Rabbi Bar Chana asked the following shaila. He says, Nivlu mechitzos hatachtonos v'halyonos kayomos. Mahu. What happens if you, for example, added on 10 tvachim to the top of an existing mechitza, and then the bottom 10 tvachim sink into the ground or are broken away in some way, that the top 10 tvachim now still exists, but the bottom 10 tvachim aren't there. So, let's say you had the telemus locket, and the wind blows away all the telemus locket, and now your fence that you added on top of it is the only fence that's there. So, in this situation, Rabbi Baruch Hanna says, do we look at it? Well, originally it wasn't good according to Rav Hamnuna and Rav Sheshes, and now is it good or no? Originally it wasn't good, and it still isn't good. That's the question. So where says Lamai? What exactly is Rabbah Bar Bachana asking here? Ila Nichsi Ager, if you're asking, does it work for Nichsi Ager, where both Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes and Mestama Rav Hamnuna as well say it doesn't work originally. When you add on a mechitza on top of an existing mechitza, it won't be considered a way of making a kinyan that you acquired the ger shiniskai who passed away's property. So then, hainu, the yirmi biro. This question by Rabbah Bar Bachana was already answered by yirmi biro. That's the girsa that we have. On the side it says, some have the girsa the Rabbi Yirmiya. And he had said as follows, the Omar yirmi biro, or Rabbi Yirmiya, and he said the name of Rabbi Yehuda, the following din. He said, Haiman de shodo lifto apila de ara de ger. If somebody put in to try to make a kinyan on the land of the ger who was niskaya that passed away without any yorshim, and he put in a lefis, he put in a turnip into a pila. On the side it says pila is bekoim, a cracks in the ground. That's why an elephant is known as a peel, because he has cracks, so to say, in his hide, in his skin. So therefore, he puts this turnip into the ground, into these cracks in the ground of the land, the ara de ger, of the ger's property. So it looks like he's doing an act of planting, but he didn't do anything. He just put the turnip inside this crack in the ground. So he thinks he made a kinyan. And then subsequently, somebody else comes along, also Yisrael Achrina, another Yid comes along, and Rafak Bapurta, and he does a little bit of plowing, he does a little bit of digging in this land, which is, according to all, a valid kinyan. So when you do something to the land, that's making a kinyan on it. And therefore, the second Yisrael makes a valid kinyan. So Basra Kani, the second Yid, is in fact Kona, this Hefker land from the Gershon, this guy that passed away, has no Yarshim, and Kamar, the first person who just threw in the lifta into the crack in the ground, Lokoni, he didn't make a valid Kenyan. Why not? Why did Rav Yirmiya or Yirmiya Biro say this? My time, what's the reasoning? Because Be'idno Deshoda, when you threw in the lefes into this crack, Lo koshavach. It did nothing. At that moment in time, it did nothing. And even though it subsequently does take root, and subsequently does grow, and if you plant, that would have been a good kinyan, ki koshavcho, when it subsequently made a shevach, and improved the land, and it grew, mimelo ko mashbecho. It only grew on its own. You did nothing at that point to do it. You didn't water it, you didn't go and do something else to it, and therefore, it's as if you did nothing, because the original action that you did was nothing, and all the subsequent actions that came about were not considered significant, that you did something. So we bring Uriah in our situation to the fact that the first 10 tefachim that were there of the wall now fell down, and your 10 tefachim are now doing something? No. You did nothing to make the first 10 tefachim fall down. It's not like you took them down. The wind blew them away. They fell down on their own. They sank into the ground. And therefore, you did nothing by your putting up the additional 10 tefachim. That's like you're throwing the lefis into the bika, into the crack over here. And it did nothing. So too, in this situation, when the first 10 tefachim sink down, it is nothing. So therefore, if you're asking in regards to the Nichsi Ager, everybody agrees, based upon the principle of Yirmiya Baruch, Rav Yirmiya, that that wouldn't work. So therefore, Rabbah Bar Bachana's question was, El Alinyan Shabbos. According to Rav Chista, it works, so it's not a problem. But according to Rav Sheshes, Rav Hamnuna, El Alinyan Shabbos, would this be a mechitza or not? Heavy mechitza hanasa b'Shabbos. So the Gemara answers, this would be a good mechitza because it's a mechitza that occurred on Shabbos. When the first 10 tefachim fell down, sank into the ground, whatever, so the second 10 tefachim are now functioning as a new mechitza. They're the only mechitza. So even though this is a mechitza hanasa b'Shabbos, before Shabbos it was nothing. Now on Shabbos, it becomes something because the first 10 Tochim are gone, and we learned previously, we had this Gemara already in Erevin. Tanya, we learned in a Braitza, call Mechitza Nasa B'Shabbos. If a Mechitza is made on Shabbos, regardless of how it was made, Bein B'Shogei, Bein B'Mezer, whether it was made intentionally, it was made unintentionally. Shmo Mechitza. It is a perfectly good Mechitza. Oh, so asked and answered. Rabbi Barbachana's question should be that obviously it is a good Mechitza because we don't care how a Mechitza is made. You've now made this Mechitza on Shabbos by the first 10 Tvachim being destroyed or ruined or sunk into the ground. They're no longer there. So therefore, the second 10 Tvachim, that Mechitza is now coming into shape and coming into play on Shabbos to enclose this Karpaf, L'shem Dira. So we don't care that it came about on Shabbos. Any Mechitza that comes about on Shabbos is a perfectly good Mechitza. So the Gemara says, Lavit Marlo, but wait a second. We also said on this Braisa that Rav Nachman qualified it. Omer Rav Nachman, Loshano Lizrok. We only go to Chumre. We say that this is a Rishus HaYochid. This Mechitza works to make it to Rishus HaYochid. That if somebody were to carry into it from a Rishus HaRabim or throw into it from a Rishus HaRabim, they would be over from throwing from a Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. So on a Daraisa level, it works. But we don't Lakula say that it works to allow you to carry within this area, so we don't consider it a full Rishus HaYochid. So how can you tell me that this, in fact, is going to be Mukaf L'Shem Dira? Gemara says, no. You have to understand Rav Nachman's statement. Ki Itmar Rav Nachman. When Rav Nachman made his statement, it was a Knas. Amazing Itmar. Everybody agrees it's a real Rishus HaYochid because a Mechitza that's Nasa on Shabbos is a good Mechitza no matter how it's made. Rav Nachman came along and said, I don't want you to benefit from you doing this sin. So therefore, what I'm saying is that we're going to say it's a Rishus HaYochid, so bid the rice, if you carry it into it, you throw into it, you're going to be carrying from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. Yeah, I can't change that. That, you're going to be over. But to benefit from it, to go and carry within this area, no, that we're not going to allow. So we made a knas. But when did they make a knas? They only made a knas by mezid, where the person did something. But in our situation, where he didn't do anything, in fact, it was memela, it came by itself, so then there's no reason to make a knas. So this is a perfectly good Rishus HaYochid on Shabbos, and therefore the question of Rabbi Barachan is answered, that in fact, when you make a mechitza on top of another mechitza, and the first mechitza goes away, then even Rav Sheshes and Rav Hamnuna would say that this is now a good mechitza to be called Mekiv L'Shem Dira, and you could carry within this Karpav. Maisa Shoya to support this. Hi, Issa, there was a woman, the of the mechitza, Gabi mechitza, B'nichsi Ager. A woman tried to acquire the properties of this Gersh and his Geir and passed away without any Yarshim. So what she did was she put a plank on top of the existing mechitza. She built up another 10 Tvachim on top of the existing 10 Tvachim and said, oh, I made a Kinyan. But as we already learned, everybody agrees. Even Rav Chisa says that that's no good. And therefore, also how Gabra, a man came along, and Rafak Bar Purta, he did a little bit of plowing, he dug a little bit in the ground, which is called a valid Kinyan. So again, the man made a valid Kinyan, and the woman did not make a valid Kinyan, and they gave the property to the man. So the woman was very upset. The man came to Rav Nachman, also came to Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman paskin that he gets it. The woman comes to Rav Nachman, also he, called Tzavcho Kameh, she yells at him, and says, how can you do this? I was here first, how can you give it to him? Amar lo, so Rav Nachman tells this woman, what can I do? I'm sorry. Ma'i yavdlo, how can I help you out? It's too late. Why? Because the law, machzakt the mechachaske inshe, because you didn't make a proper kinyan, you didn't make a chazaka like a man is supposed to make a chazaka. Nothing to do with man or woman. You didn't make a proper chazaka. If you had made a proper chazaka, you would have done it first. You would have gotten the property, but you didn't do anything. You're like throwing the turnip into the crack that does nothing. So therefore, I have to give the property to the man who's the first person to make a proper chazaka in the kinyan, and make a kinyan in the property of the gersh and his guy, even nice, without yarshim, so therefore he gets it and not you. Mora continues and says, karpaf beisholosh, if you have a karpaf that is more than three saw, so it's more than a base of sayim, and therefore, if it's not hukaf l'shem dira, you can't carry within it. So what do you want to do? You want to diminish it in size. So you have the karpa beisholosh, the kera beisaw, and go and put a roof over one of the three saw. So now you have two beisaw, which would be allowed to be carried in if it was hukaf, even not l'shem dira, and you have one saw that has a roof over it. And you can see this in the Pirush Chai diagram number 109, or you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara diagram 152. So does this go and make this previously three-saw karpaf into a separate two-saw karpaf, a base sasayim, that now can be carried in because the other area is considered a separate entity because it has a roof over it? That's the question. Now, the Gersa that we have is Rava Amar, but on the side it says it should be Rabba. Here we don't have a machlokus between Rabba and Rava, so both of them seem to say either the Gersa of Rava or the Gersa of Rabba. Amar, Avir Keruyo Miyatro, that this roof that you put over it does nothing. It is still considered that it's a three-saw area, and as Rashi says, saw Mukura. We don't consider it as if it did anything by putting a roof over it. And therefore, the whole Karpa theory is more than a Beis HaSayim, and it does nothing. Rav Zeira here disagrees. So Rav Zeira is the Makel opinion, and either Rav or Rabba here is the Machmir opinion, and says that it's not considered diminished in size to be a Beis HaSayim or less by putting a roof on it, and the opinion of Rav Zeira is that it is. What's the understanding between them? So let us say, Lema Rava, again, Rava or Rabba, the Rav Zeira, are Bepluksa de Ravu Shmuel Komiflege. We have a previous, earlier machlokis amongst the earlier Amoraim, Rav and Shmuel, that seems to parallel this machlokis. We'll call it Rava. We won't keep on saying Rava, Rabba. We'll call it Rava because that's what the Gemara's Girsa is between Rava and Rav Zeira. Why is that? Because in the following scenario, we learned elsewhere, Achsadra Bebika, if you have an Achsadra is like a canopy area that is out in the field. It's out in a bikkah. And you can see this in the diagrams in the Pirush Chai diagram number 110 or in the Illustrated Gemara diagram 153. And basically this is four posts in the corners and you have a ceiling on top of it. So this is called an achsadra, like a porch area, a canopy area, in the middle of an open field, in the middle of a bikkah. So Rav Amar Mutter, L'taltol Mekula. Rav says, this area, because of the principle of pi tikra yored v'sosem, that we look at each of these edges of the canopy, and it is considered like it goes down. It's like pi tikra, the lip of the roof, yored goes down v'sosem, and encloses the area. So even though it's open on all four sides, in halacha, we view this with the principle of pi tikra yored v'sosem. So Rav Amar Mutter L'taltol Mekula, and Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel Amar Ein L'taltol Ela B'dalet Amos. This is an area of a bikka. It's like a carmelis, and you can only carry pachas B'dalet Amos. So again, now the Gemara tells you what I just said. Rav Amar Mutter L'taltol Mekula. Rav says the reason why you're allowed to carry in this entire area of the Achsadra is because of the principle, Aminam Pi Tikra, the lip of the roof, Yored V'Sosem, goes down in Halacha. We view it as going down. On the other hand, Shmuel Amar Ein L'taltol Ela B'dalet Amos. Shmuel says it retains the status of being a bikka, and that's a karmelis, and therefore you can only carry within it up to dalet amos, pachas midalet amos, because he doesn't apply the principle lo aminan pi tikra yored v'sosem. So let us now say that this machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, whether pi tikra yored v'sosem, is exactly the machlokes between Rava and Rav Zeira. Rava holds pi tikra ani yored v'sosem, and that's why the fact that you roofed in one saw of the three saw karpap does nothing. It doesn't enclose it and make it as it's a separate area of one saw karpav and a two saw karpav, and both could be carried in because they're each hukav, even though not l'shem dira, because it's smaller than more than a base sasayim. That would be Rava's opinion. And on the other hand, Rav Zeira would say, no, pi tikra yored v'sosem, and you in fact can carry in this area because it's now two separate karpavs. The one that is one saw that you made a roof over it, that pi tikra yored v'sosem, so that's a one saw karpav, and you can carry underneath it. And the other one is now a two saw karpav that's enclosed. So therefore, you can carry underneath that as well. So let us say that this machlokas of Rav and Rav Zeira is actually the same machlokas as the early Amoraim, Rav Ushmul. We turn to the Amud Beis and we say, no, that's not true. Eid Avido, if you made it, ki achsadra, like an achsadra, hochanami. If, in fact, you had enclosed this one additional saw of the three saw karpav with a flat horizontal roof, then everybody would say, even Rava, not only Rav Zeira, but even Rava would say, pi tikra yored v'sosem. They all hold like Rav. And therefore, that would be a perfectly good way to minimize the size of this three-saw karpav into a one-saw karpav and a base aside. And since it's now enclosed, it doesn't make any difference that it's not enclosed l'shem dira. It's smaller than a base aside or less, and therefore you can carry in it. However, that's not what happened over here. Hach mayaskini, no, we're talking about the ovda ki orzila. You made it like an orzila. Rashi explains that an orzila is Yitzia Gag Mishupfa, the Leka Peh. It is a slanted roof. You can see this in the Pirush Chai diagram number 116, or in the Illustrated Gemara, diagram 154. A slanted roof, we don't say P'tikra Yorid V'Sosem, at least according to Rava. Whereas Rav Zeir would say, even a slanted roof, you can say P'tikra Yorid V'Sosem. Rava's understanding would be you keep on running the slant at the angle that it is, so if it comes down, it's coming down on that continuous slant and diagonal, that's not called P'tikra Yorid V'Sosem. Whereas Rav Zeir says, no, you stop it at the end of the roof, and you just draw a straight line down, and you still say P'tikra Yorid V'Sosem. So they're not arguing on the same thing as Rav and Shmuel. Both of them hold P'tikra Yorid V'Sosem, not like Shmuel, like Rav. However, they're arguing when it's a slanty roof, do we or do we not apply the principle of P'tikra Yorid V'Sosem? So now, bottom line is, Rav Zeir says that you can diminish the size of the Karpaf by putting up the Kira, by putting up the roof, and Rava or slash Rava says you can't. Rav Zeir adds to his sheet, and he says, however, Modina, I agree with you, Rava, that if we're dealing with Bekarpaf, Shenifratz b'malo l'chotzer, that if the Karpaf, which was previously a base of Simoles, which means it could be carried in, even though it wasn't Hukaf Ladira, if it gets breached into a chotzer, and now it's totally open into the chotzer, that does extend the area of the Karpaf to make it more than a base of Sayim. And you can see this in the diagrams of the art scroll in diagram number 3, or you can see this in the Pirush Chai diagram number 126, or in the Illustrated Gemara, you can see this in diagram number 155. In this situation, Osir. Even Rav Zeir would say that now you have extended the Karpaf to be more than a base assign, and therefore it's not Hukaf Ladira, it's more than a base assign, and you can't carry within that area. Why? My timer, what's the reasoning? Because here, even I, Rav Zeir, agree that the extra area of the Chotzer is going to make the Karpaf more than a base assign. Why is this so? More questions. This Maskev lo Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, "V'chi aver hamuter lo osro." But this chotzer is perfectly permissible to carry within, according to Rabbi Shimon, which we'll see the Gemara is saying. So you're allowed to carry, as we said in yesterday's year, we said in previous shurim, from the gagon to the karpifios to the chatzeros. They're all considered for kalim that are in that area. Already on Shabbos, you can move them about within that area. So this chotzer doesn't ruin it for the karpav. The chotzer can be carried in, and the karpav can be carried in. Why is the chotzer now added on to the karpav to make it more than a base assign? That's Rav Yossi's question. Does the additional space of the chotzer, which is mutter to carry it, ruin it for the karpav to make it not able to be carried in? So Gemara says, Amalei Abaye. Abaye questions his Rebbe, Rav Yossi. Come on, Rebbe, who's your question like? You're obviously holding like Rabbi Shimon, that permits you to carry from the gagos to the karpifios to the chatzeros. So obviously you're holding like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. But even Rabbi Shimon, even he holds nami ha'ika avir mekom mechitzos. He says, you've added on to the karpav, because when the breach in the wall between the karpav and the chotzer occurred, so what happened? The space where the wall was is now considered additional space of the Karpav. So the Karpav was exactly a base assignment, could be carried in, and now it's a base assignment plus one, and therefore it no longer can be carried in. And Abaye says, I'll show you that I'm right, the Amar Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda said, Karpav shenishbratz b'melo l'chotzer, if you have a Karpav, he specifically had a Karpav that was broken its wall into a chotzer, so it's flush with the chotzer. The chotzer, however, has additional walls on the sides. From the chotzer point of view, it's not flush with the karpav, but from the karpav point of view, it's flush with the chotzer. He specifically gave the case in this scenario. He says, chotzer muteris, the chotzer is still allowed to be carried in, the karpav is also, the karpav is also. Now, why did he say it this way? Chotzer, my time, but why is the chotzer allowed to be carried into? Because it still has the walls intact on the side of it. The islay gifufe. If you're looking at it from the chotzer point of view, again, you can see this in the diagram in footnote number 7, or in the Pirush Chai diagrams that I mentioned, or in the Illustrated Gemara that I mentioned. Those diagrams all show that from the chotzer point of view, it is just an opening. And if it's less than 10 amos, so then it is going to be a Pesach in that fourth side, and therefore, from the Chotzer's point of view, you're still allowed to carry. So, Chotzer, my time, this like Ifufe. And therefore, that's why the Chotzer is allowed to be carried in, but the space of the Karpaf, which has been added onto by the additional space where the wall used to be, is now more than a base Sasayim, and therefore you can't carry there. Versus not so fast. But sometimes we could say that the opposite is true. If you had over here a chotzer that was breached fully into a karpaf, Wouldn't the same thing apply in that situation, that the karpaf would be fine and the chutz would be no good? Why did Ibn Dafka say it this way? So Gemara says, Elo, we say, Mishum Damrina, and he said it this way, Damrina, and Zeh Avir Mechitzos Miyasu, because he specifically wanted to have the case where the wall, the space of the wall, is now added onto the karpaf. In that situation, it makes a difference, because now the karpaf is more than a sasayim. But if it was the other way around, that the chotzer was breached into the karpat, there'd be no chiddush. Because there is no limit on a chotzer. A chotzer can be more than a base asayim. So in the scenario of a chotzer that was breached into a karpat, so there's no chiddush in saying that the walls of the the space where the walls was, that adds onto the chotzer. It doesn't change it. Chotzer can be as large as you want it to be. As long as it's hukav, you're allowed to carry within it. So therefore, bedafka, he said, Rav Chisda said his statement, in the case where it was the karpat that was fully breached into a larger chotzer, and in that situation, that's the raya, that the space where the wall was is now added onto the exact base of sign that you had previously, and that in fact goes and ruins it. Therefore, this is a good raya to what we just said. Rav Zeru would be moda in a situation where the karpat was nifras below the chotzer, that it would in fact be usur. This is a good raya. Mark continues and says, "Ha'u bustina." A bustina is like an orchard. Rashi explains, "Bustina is a pardes d'avinatua ilanos." It's a orchard which has trees planted in it. This is the name Bustinoi, who was a famous person in Jewish history. He got his name from the fact that there was a maisa with an orchard in his before his birth, and he was called Bustinoi. In any event, this orchard, this bustina, Davasomich Laguda the Apadna. There was right near a house. Apadna is like a palace, a house, and it was right near the wall of the house. And you can see this in the diagrams in the art scroll in footnote number 20, or you can see this in the Pirish Chai diagram number 127, or in the illustrated Gemaras in diagram number 158. In any event, this Bustina fell down the wall between the Bustina and the house. Nofil Ashisa Bar Yosa, the outer wall of the house, fell down, of the Apadna, and it fell down, and now it's open to this Bustina. So Sover Rav Bibi Lemeima, Rav Bibi wanted to suggest, Lismo Chaguda Gaviosa, that you should go and rely upon now the inner wall of the house. Again, you can see this perfectly in the illustrated Gemara, diagram number 158, that the house is now open to this garden. The wall fell down. So he wanted to say, okay, so just like the original outer wall was making it mukaf l'shem dira, so to now the inner wall will make it mukaf l'shem dira. This garden area is more than a base asayim, so it's still considered mukaf l'shem dira. But the Gemara says this is not true. Omale Rav Papi. Rav Papi says to Rav Bibi, now Rav Bibi is the son of Abaye, Rav Bibi bar Abaye, and he said to him, Omale Rav Papi, mishum da'asul mimuloi, because you come from a people that are cut off. Amrisu mile mulyasa, you say things that are cut off. Now this is a reference to the fact that Abaye came from the house of Eli. Abaye was a Kohen, came from the house of Eli HaKohen, and Eli HaKohen's house was cursed, that the people would die at a young age. So that's why they're called cut-off people. So Rav Papi says to him, because you come from a cut-off house, you say cut-off things. In other words, he said something incorrect over here. Hanach mechitzos ligavoy avidan. These walls of the house that are left, this inner wall, was a mechitza for the house. Hanach mechitzos ligavoy avidan. They were made for the inside of the house, libroi, but for the outside, for the bustina, libroi, lo avidan. They were never made for the outside of the house, and therefore they can't now be considered mukaf l'shem dira, and the wall that was made there, that made it mukaf l'shem dira, is gone. So therefore this area of the bustina, which is larger than the base of Sayim, is no longer considered mukaf l'shem dira, and therefore one cannot carry in it anymore. With this we conclude today's shiur.